News Talk 1620 WTAW. All school districts and campuses in Texas starting next school year will be rated on an A through F grading scale. To prepare for those changes, the College Station School District's hosting a national consultant for a public meeting Tuesday night. Here's more about the meeting, which is at the CSISD Transportation Center Tuesday night starting at 6:30 from Superintendent Clark Ely.
College Station ISD is excited to have John Tanner, the author of a book called The Pitfalls of Reform and the owner of TestSense.com. He is a person who's been working in the assessment industry for many years. He's going to come to town and visit with our community about the A through F accountability system that's in the news right now, and it's going to be coming up next year in 2017-2018, and a little bit about the design of the STAR test, the State of Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness. So he'll be here at the Transportation Center at 9304 Rock Prairie Road on Tuesday night, December the 6th at 6:30. And we would love for anybody in the community who's interested in assessment and accountability, educational policy, public schools in general, to come on by and visit with us for about an hour with Mr. Tanner.
Why should somebody be interested in this?
Well, it's a new thing for the state of Texas. A through F accountability systems are not necessarily new across the state. I mean, across the nation, it's been tried in 17 other places. One state, Virginia, has already gone back away from A through F systems. So there's a lot that can be learned from how it has been implemented in other areas. What appears to be extremely easy on the outset, you get a grade A, B, C, D, or F, is in fact incredibly complex. And so having our community understand the, you know, the ins and outs and the potential areas of concern, I think will be good as we move into this new era of A through F ratings.
And while this is being held at the CSISD Transportation Center, this meeting is not limited to patrons of CSISD.
It is not. Anybody within your listening audience, we would love for them to be able to come. We've invited school boards from neighboring districts. We've invited some of our political representatives. We would love for the media to come out. Anybody who has an interest in this particular subject, please come on by. I think whoever comes will find it interesting in regards to what we can learn from that, and we'll learn a great deal about the system.
Continuing my visit with College Station School District Superintendent Clark Ely about a meeting you're invited to attend and participate about the new A through F grading school to rate school districts and campuses around the state. That meeting Tuesday night, 6:30, at the College Station School District Transportation Center. What do administrators know at this point about what's going into the Texas version of A to F?
So what we know is that we'll be moving from a four-index system to a five-domain system.
All right, if you can translate that for those of us who are not in education.
It's going to have five parts, and three of those parts are all going to have to do with the State of Texas of the STAR test. So 55% of it will be dependent upon a one-time test given in the spring of the school year. It'll have different flavors. One portion will be at what rate do our kids pass the test? One will be at what kind of growth do our kids do each year, and one will be closing the achievement gap between different student groups. But it's all tied to the STAR. The fourth domain is about post-secondary success. This is one of the things that is really better about this current iteration of the accountability system, is that there are more indicators of post-secondary success, not just graduation rates or dropout rates, but how many kids are going through and getting industry certifications or going into the military, and some other indicators of success will be in that domain four. And then the fifth one is one where school districts can select one or three of eight areas of student and community engagement and actually rate themselves. It's kind of like our community-based accountability system, but that will be 10% actually of the whole rating. And what we know is we'll get a rating. Each school and each school district will get a rating of A, B, C, D, or F on each one of those five domains, and then an overall rating will be coming as well. It's interesting in the sense that this came out of House Bill 2804 from last session. and it does not go into implementation until 2017, 2018. I think one of the great opportunities for us as a community is to get this out and in everybody's understanding about how it works, because the final decisions are still up to the Commissioner of Education. He still can make some changes to the system before the 2017-18 school year. So I think it'll be good for people to understand, the pros and the cons of the system, and maybe some ways to alter it, should there be some willingness on the part of the commissioner. The other thing is we have a legislative session in front of us in 2017. So I think one of the concessions in the bill last time was to have this situation that we're getting ready to go through over the next month, where every school district gets their post hoc ratings for last year. Those runs are going to be given to the legislature so they can look at how school districts in their legislative or congressional district have fared. So we've got that coming up, and kind of where we are.
Continuing my visit with College Station School District Superintendent Clark Ely about a meeting you're invited to attend and participate about the new A through F grading school to rate school districts and campuses around the state. That meeting Tuesday night, 6:30 at the College Station School District Transportation Center. I want to go back to what you just mentioned about the education commissioner can still tweak this, for the lack of a better synonym. What are the trade-offs with having that authority?
So, as it
applies, as you all try to get prepared to try to implement this, I hate use the phrase teach to this, but that's almost what it boils down to, doesn't it?
Well, Bill, I'm really glad you brought that up. We don't teach to this, and our hope is that that no school or school district would be teaching to this. These are ratings that are going to be given to us, assigned to us by the state. This is something that is part of their system in College Station ISD. We choose to focus on things that are important to our community. You've heard us talk about our community-based accountability system. We get rated by the state. We get rated by the federal government every year. That's not a major component of a focus in College Station ISD. We look at the things that are important to our community and make sure that we're meeting the needs of our parents and our taxpayers here in College Station ISD. So that's really the focus of what we do. We announce those ratings and reports at the same time every year, every summer, with our community-based accountability system. So that really remains a focus for us. That we're talking about A through F accountability and having this forum for people to come and see is about getting information for folks in our district and other districts around to kind of know what's going on. It doesn't signal a change in what we're doing for students. We're still making sure that everything we do and decisions we make impact a child in the classroom every day of the year and aren't focused on what happens 1 week out of the year in the spring when we take a state-mandated test.
Anything else that I've missed about the meeting on Tuesday night?
Our board and our administration are excited to have Mr. Tanner come in and talk about this. I guess I would say this. This is not anti-accountability, and this is not about us not wanting to be held accountable. College Station ISD, our board, our schools, and our community believe that all students should be able to achieve and perform at their very best, and we need to be measured on how well our kids perform. What we really want to be talking about on Tuesday night is, what does the label of A through F mean for a community? What does it mean for a community that is struggling, or a community that has a lot of performance challenges ahead of it? What does it mean when you come back and you're a C district or a campus or a D or an F? And what kind of effect can that have on a community, and how can that, and the perils of having it come from a test like the STAR test designed to rank order students. So that, I think, will be played out, explained very thoroughly on Tuesday. And we'd love for anybody who's interested to come on out.
Thanks again to College Station School District Superintendent Clark Ely about the background about this public meeting Tuesday night, 6:30 at the CSISD Transportation Center on Rock Prairie Road near William D. Fitch. Again, this meeting to talk about the new A through F grading scale that all school districts and campuses in Texas will be evaluated on starting next year. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.